Hi, welcome to Skip's Corner, where I cover Nashville's baseball history and events and introduce you to players, coaches, and other fans.
I want to get a little bit off topic. Well, not really off topic. It's still baseball, but it's not necessarily a historical event. But it's, to me, it's a historical event because it only took place a few years ago. But very, very special time for me when I was able to meet a couple of Hall of Famers, and I want to tell you about those. Now, we don't always get a chance to do that. I've met more than my share by being a member of the Nashville Old Timers Baseball Association, where we've had Hall of Famers come and speak to us over the years. And it's always a thrill. And certainly if you can get a baseball signed or some other memorabilia signed by them, it's something to hold on to and to treasure and pass along to your kids and your grandkids. To kind of preface this story a little bit, you may not know, maybe you do. I was in the sporting goods business through a sporting goods agency that my dad and I formed in 1976. Prior to that, we both worked for my grandfather. It was my mother's father. His name was Jack Waddell. And dad went to work for him in 1961. Now, my grandfather started his agency many, many years ago. And one of the lines that he started selling, I think in about 1932 or three, was New Era Cap Company. And we always heard that he was the second rep hired after New Era hired a sales rep out of New York City. And our grandfather used to say that his territory was New York City to the Rio Grande. So that must have been an interesting time to travel by train and also by car. If your car broke down and you're in the middle of nowhere, you had to fix your own flat or try to find someone to fix your car for you. Granddaddy let me and my dad come to work for him. And my grandfather retired in 76. That way, dad and I formed our own company. And then dad retired in about 2000. And I retired, 6 or 7 years ago. But all that time, we had New Era Cap Company in our salesman's bag. And it was a real joy. They were good to us. It was a good line to have. And you could walk into a store and show your wares, and everybody would always take a look. It grew from just a team business back in the day to a major retail business, especially with their license that they picked up with Major League Baseball, and I think now with NBA and NFL and some other licenses that they do so well. It's a great company. And I was proud to be a part of it, and I know Dad was too. But I want to take you back to kind of tie this together. 8 years ago in 2014, I was fortunate enough to meet Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks. And the event was Lipscomb University's Don Meyer Evening of Excellence, which they have on an annual basis. In fact, Don Meyer was still living at that time. They had a little function before this banquet where Ernie Banks was going to speak, where people could come up and shake his hand. They had kind of a curtain there, and you could walk up, stand in line, walk up. And they were kind of discouraging people from bringing items for him to sign. But I didn't know that. So I had brought a couple of baseballs, and I had them down in a bag. But I also had gone through some of my old New Era samples, and I pulled out two or three Chicago Cubs caps. I thought maybe I'd either get him to sign them or whatever. So anyway, I'm standing in line, waiting patiently, and I see a few people get a ball out, and he signs it. He was very, very gracious. Farrell Owens is with me, and we walk up to where he is standing, and he reaches out and shakes my hand, and he says, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I'm a sales rep." He said, "What do you sell?" And I said, "I sell baseball caps." He said, "Really? Who for?" And I said, "I sell for a New Era Cap Company. And I brought you a few Cubs caps to give to you." And he said, "You did? Where are they? Go get them now." So I broke line. I went over to this chair where I'd dropped this little bag off of these caps and balls underneath to keep out of people's way. And I walked back up, broke the line again, the first time, and walked up and handed them to me. And he thanked me profusely after looking them over and even putting one on, which he wore the rest of the evening. So after the event, I was invited by Brent High, who was working there in the office, at the sports office at the time, to go to dinner with others, including Banks and Don Meyer. And I just listened. I didn't really belong there, but Brent was gracious enough and Don Meyer was gracious enough and others to let me sit and listen. And the stories I heard were gems. And I'm grateful to Brent and to Lipscomb to this day. Well, the next day was the celebration of the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field. And Banks, who was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1977, was returning to Chicago that next morning to be at the historic ballpark for the celebration. He'd spent 18 years with the Cubs after two seasons with the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues. Everybody called him Mr. Cub. Everybody loved him. He was the National League Most Valuable Player in 1958 and 1959. He finished with an amazing 512 home runs during his career, and he was a member of 14 National League All-Star teams. Much to my surprise, when I was watching TV, when he was introduced and walked onto the field during pregame festivities, he was wearing one of the caps I gave him just the night before. Well, when one can meet a Hall of Famer, it is a thrill for a baseball fan such as I am, and I have been fortunate to shake hands with a few, as I said. On the occasions when it has happened, I count each one as a blessing to be in the same room. But when there is an especially cordial one with a friendly, outgoing personality as Ernie Banks, and he wears a gift I had for him at such a special event, I can't help but say, my cap's off to you, Mr. Cub. Now, that's not all. I'm going to go back a few years prior to that. Our dad, his name was Virgil, he was inducted into the Nashville Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame in 2008 at the 69th Annual Old Timers Banquet. It was a prestigious honor for Dad, one that includes local greats W.A. Wright and Larry Cole, Joe Casey, and Bobby Reason over among many others. Dad has always been friendly and usually jovial, but humbled by his award. His personality always shines when talk turns to sports and baseball, and that night was one of the best. There I knew another Hall of Famer. He had a way of reeling in others with his stories, but mostly from his honesty and his humility. So the following year, as president of the Old Timers, I served a two-year term in 2009 and 2010, and gosh, what an honor it was for me. I was able to greet our 2009 banquet speaker, Harmon Killebrew, at the airport. He and his wife, Nita, were congenial folks, very cordial, and they were looking forward to an extended visit with relatives who lived in the area, along with being available to our board members and guests at the banquet. Now, Killebrew was a prolific slugger who spent 22 years in the majors and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1984. At the time of his retirement, he was second only to Babe Ruth in the American League in home runs. I was humbled by his on-field accomplishments, but his graciousness soon put my awe to rest. I explained to him the format of our banquet. He was a stirring guest, free with his stories, and he held the audience spellbound. To everyone's surprise, he remained afterwards and signed just about anything anyone brought to him. And while our banquets usually end around 9:30, he stayed for over an hour more. Now, before he made his way to his room, I asked if he would mind meeting our board of directors members at breakfast the following morning. They wouldn't all be there, but a few would. And he said, "Do you want me to?" And I said, "Well, it would be great if you would." And he agreed. I took the opportunity to seat him at the head of a table of around 14 with Dad to his right. And they talked and talked. Dad was in his element and afterwards told me it was a great opportunity for him, one of the best nights and mornings after. Almost a year and a half later, I made my annual pilgrimage to the Rickwood Classic. I don't think they have it anymore, but back in the day, they would have a minor league game between the Birmingham Barons and a visiting team at old Rickwood Field, and they would break out old uniforms, and they would have great crowds there. It'd be usually about a 12:30 game. It was a great time. If you've never been to Rickwood Field in Birmingham, you have to go. It was a turn back of the clock game, and Harmon Killebrew was the featured guest, and he was scheduled to throw out the first pitch at the game. It happened on June the 2nd. I was invited to attend an informal gathering at the Barons' home park, Hoover Met, the night before. They don't play at Hoover Met anymore. They have their own ballpark, Regions Field, downtown. But as a guest of the Friends of Rickwood, I arrived at the press box and watched others greet the famous Killebrew. Once everyone had said hello, I ambled up to him and reached out my hand. And I said, "Harmon, I don't know if you remember me or not. I'm Skip Nipper. We were proud to have you at our Old Timers Banquet last year." Now, this is about 16, 17 months later. And his words to me just kind of floored me. The first thing he said to me was, "Of course I remember you. How's your dad?" Now, can you beat that? I was literally stunned that a Hall of Famer, no matter how humble, no matter how famous, no matter how time had separated our banquet and breakfast in Nashville, would ask about Dad. But then I knew another Hall of Famer who would have said and done the same thing. And with those few words, Killebrew endured himself to me forever. And once I told Dad, another Hall of Famer, his smile was one for the Hall of Fame. I told Harmon before I left that I would see him the next day at the Rickwood Classic. But before I left, I wanted to hand him something that I had picked up out of my New Era sample bag, a couple of caps that I had saved that were Minnesota Twins caps. One was a Minnesota Twins batting practice cap. And he tried it on and he was grateful and told me thank you. And much to my delight, the next day at the ballpark, when he stepped out on the field to throw out the first pitch, he was wearing one of the caps that I gave him. I was 2 for 2. So I've enjoyed meeting Ernie Banks. He passed away a few years ago. And Harmon Killebrew, who passed away soon after appearing in Birmingham. And Dad passed away in 2016. And I think of them often, especially Dad. So that's my story about three Hall of Famers. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to write to me, send me a note at 262downright@gmail.com. And as always, thank you for listening in.